Thank you for calling customer service. This is Janelle. How can I help you?
Jeanette, what is this company? What is the name of the company?
We're a third-party call center. We service more than 300 products. I'll have to get a zip code in order to look up an account for you.
The problem is I don't have any account with you guys. And you guys take some money from my account. I never consent that.
All right, sir. Well, in order for me to help you out with that, I will need a zip code in order to try to look up an account for you.
91724.
Thank you for that. And can I get your first and last name, please?
Eduardo Olortegui.
Thank you for that. And I did pull up an account for you for security purposes. Can you please verify your shipping address for me?
It's 413 North Glendora Avenue, Covina, California, 91724.
All right, I do. Thank you for that. So I do see on January 4th, you ordered our wireless mini pods for $6.95 for the shipping and handling. Do you recall doing that?
No. I never did.
So do you recall doing a survey or anything for it?
Maybe I do a survey, but I know when they ask me for my, if I want something, I say no.
All right, sir. Well, it does say that the product was shipped to the address you verified for me on the 11th.
I don't receive anything, lady. I never got anything. What is the product? What is the product?
They're wireless mini pods, so earphones.
The earphones cost $59.
So basically you pay for the shipping and handling for $6.95. You had a 14-day trial, and because you didn't give us a call back and cancel within that 14-day trial period, you were billed the full amount for those ear pods, but that is just a one-time fee.
Listen, I just get out from the hospital. They cut my leg. I don't work. Because you take the money from my account, I am in a serious problem with my other debts I'm supposed to pay. You see, it's not right. It's not right. This is something I have the headphones, but that they don't say, never say that thing costs $59.
Do you recall checking a box stating that you were 18 years or older?
How I can return these things where?
All right, sir. Well, we definitely do hate to lose you as a customer. They do have a great sound system and are wireless. What I can offer you is a 35% refund of that $59.95, and then you can just keep the earphones.
I don't use it, baby. I don't need it.
Yes, sir. Even if I offered you a 50% discount and you can keep the earphones that way?
I don't want it. I don't work in right now.
Yes, sir, I definitely understand.
How bad is my situation right now, especially right now for the pandemic? I lose my job and I was in the hospital. They cut my leg. I don't have time to do things like that.
Yes, sir, I definitely understand. Give me 1 second. Let me see what else I can try to do for you, okay? One second, sir. I'm still trying to figure out what else I can do for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. So what I can do for you is you will have to send the earbuds back. And in order for you to get a full refund, it'll be a full refund, but it'll be minus the restocking fee, which is $9.95. So you'll get a $50 refund back, but you have to send it back to us, and I can provide you with a return address.
Okay.
So give me 1 second to notate your account for you, and I'll provide you with that return address, okay? All right, sir, I did go ahead and notate your account for you. Like I stated before, it was just a one-time fee, so it's not any more future charges that you'll be receiving from us. In order for you to get that refund, that full refund back minus the restocking fee, so it'll be $50 that you get back, you do have to send that product back, and I'll provide you with that return address whenever you're ready.
And what is the other offer you give me? You take the 50% discount.
I'm sorry, say that one more time for me.
Do you, in the beginning, you say the only thing you can do is cut and half of the price, so that $59. Because when I go in and that day, they say I just had to pay for the shipping, not for the headphone.
Yes, sir, I do understand that, and I'm definitely sorry for the misunderstanding. You were just paying for the shipping and handling of it, but it was a free trial that they were giving you to see if you actually liked the product or not. And if you decided you didn't like the product, you would have had to give us a call back so we can cancel it for you. But because you didn't give us a call back, you were charged the full amount for that. But like I stated before, it was just a one-time fee. But because you did decline both of those offers, you would have to send it back, and I will provide you with that return address.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can give me that discount?
Did you want to do the 50% refund back so you could just keep them?
Listen, they already charged me. What happened in my account is I had to pay a mortgage from my home. And because this thing go in, I was short, and my home payment doesn't go through. But I already, it's already, the damage is already. I had to call tomorrow. I just find out right now. And, I'm not going to use them. Maybe my son is going to use that. I'm not good in technology. But I believe maybe you can give me the discount. How much is the discount you offer me?
So basically, you'll get a 50% refund of that $59.95, and it'll be $29.97 that you get back, and then you can just keep the AirPods.
Okay. Would you do that for me, please?
Yes, sir, I can do that for you. So give me 1 second so I can go ahead and get this handled for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. So I did go ahead and issue you back that 50% refund. It's $29.97 that you'll get back. It usually takes 3 to 5 business days for it to get back into your account. It might be sooner. It just depends on your bank.
Okay. I appreciate that. And I'm so sorry for this misunderstanding, but I get so upset because I don't remember that. You know, that's why I get upset. But
yes, sir. I
remember I checked my phone and they offered me. And like that day, I told my wife, why you order that? I don't use. You should order the watch. But that's okay. All right. I'm so sorry.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, you're fine, sir. I'm definitely glad I was able to help you. And I thank you for calling customer service. Have a good night, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.